Welcome to Heal Your World on Heavenly World Network Blog Talk Radio. Join me, Heaven Lee, for angel guidance messages to help you embrace who you are and fearlessly create the life you desire. Visit me on intuitivespiritguide.com for your personal angel guidance reading. I write novels and children's books filled with imagination to carry you to beautiful new worlds. Endymion Oracle's Nina's Story is a romantic fantasy adventure with healing goddess magic and ancient wisdom inside. Get ready! We're traveling deep within. So open your heart to the limitless possibilities and let's make some real magic. Happy Friday! Welcome to Heal Your World. I'm your host, Heaven Lee, and you can find more goodies on my website, intuitivespiritguide.com. And now you can follow me on Twitter at spiritguide1111. I'd like to take the top of the show to say happy birthday. So happy birthday to you people out there celebrating. Make this a happy day. Do something for yourself. If somebody forgets, like the movie with Molly Ringwald, 16 candles, one of my favorite. If people forget, do something for yourself. Celebrate yourself and learn how to do this every day. Well, today I would like to say happy anniversary. This is a very special message that was given 14 years ago today at Oxford University by Michael Jackson. And I thank you to Jude Ling, who brought this to my attention. There are always amazing things happening on Fridays, so I'm so happy that my show is on Friday and has been for about a year and a half now. In this wonderful speech, Michael spoke of forgiveness and healing. And as today we are letting go of pain and what we feel of past life experiences and how they affect our lives now, that's today's focus. We don't always know what that is. That can just be stuff floating around in there because experiences in past lives can just stick to your soul. And you don't have to know exactly what those things are, but you probably know what you're feeling stuck about in your life. And that's what today is, freedom and a new start and liberation from any ties to pain from past life experiences or even things that have happened in your past as you remember them today. So in that speech at Oxford, getting back to that and honoring that message for a moment here, he spoke of giving attention and time and love to our children to make their childhoods better. So they have less to forgive us for. I mean, that is really one way of thinking of it. To make their childhood happy and improving their experiences as children. So let's honor that and focus on that today. And if your parents were less than perfect, if you're, you know, one in a billion people who had less than perfect parents, just kidding, most of us have, and most of us are. We're all learning. It's a journey. So forgive them and let go of that. And you know what you can do? You can be a wonderful parent to your inner child. It's never too late. Nothing is wasted. Loving yourself is one of the most important things you can do. I have some callers waiting, so we're going to get right to this. And I must tell you, callers, this is exciting. I have been reading Brian L. Weiss. He's a wonderful author that deals with past life experiences and how that affects us now. And I purchased these cards recently with a gift card that I got. These are Past Life Oracle Cards by Doreen Virtue and Brian L. Weiss. So we're going to look into these cards today, and I'm using them on the air for the first time. So they're very fresh and new, like our fresh new start today. I'd like to take the first caller. Thank you for being so patient. Welcome to Heal Your World. Are you ready for your blessing?
Yes.
Well, here goes. Would you like to ask a question, or would you like to just listen and see what your spirit guides and angels have to say today?
Listen and see what my spirit guides and angels have to say.
Okay. The way I do this, I hold all 44 cards in my hand, face down, so I'm not looking at the messages, and I close my eyes and I tune in, and I just shuffle through. And my fingers seem to find they either have this warm feeling or kind of like a little bit of an electric spark when it feels like your message and your card, and you are the one that has the power that's drawing this to you. Oh, this one is speaking of a Celtic, an Irish, Irish lifetime of yours in Ireland, and it's green, and it has this beautiful symbol of Irish. Are you familiar with anything, or do you love Celtic music or anything Irish?
Well, the only thing I've been drawn to lately is doing Celtic and ornamental knots.
Oh, beautiful. Yes. Well, there's a picture. I don't know exactly the symbol, and I should know because I'm Irish. That's my background, too. But that's wonderful. So there's definitely something picking up on that and honoring that in you. And is there anything that you feel that you would like to let go of, or that you're kind of stuck in something? Because that's what this blessing is for today. You don't have to give any specifics. Just if you agree with that, and that's what the angels are sending you, is the ability to let go of pain and make a fresh start.
Okay. Letting go of pain, because it just seems like I've brought in a lot of people that are not necessarily honoring
not,
my
not
highest
very loving.
Good.
Yes,
yes,
not very loving. And that's okay to send them love from afar. And that is okay to let go of those types of people. They're on a different place in their journey. I don't even feel that as like they're on a lower level or a different level, because that tends to bring judgment to people. But they're on a different journey or a different place in their journey. And if they're not doing you any good, then chances are you're not doing them any good either. So you don't have to feel the least bit guilty of letting go. And that's
what
this is about.
Well, how do you let go of your family?
Actually, I've had a lot of experience with that. If they try to start an argument, you don't get in that with them. There are certain things that you're invited to, and you feel like, you know, I don't feel like I need to be there. You just make the decision to not go and do something else, and maybe send a card. If they're all long distance, but they're still on your back all the time energetically, then the phone call comes in. You don't have to take it. I mean,
okay.
I know those seem like that's too easy, but energetically you're letting go. And I'm going to give a really fun way, an exercise, very easy to energetically let go of that pain. And sometimes that includes painful relationships or painful aspects of those relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So you send them love and you forgive them, but you don't have to give them permission to keep butting into your life. You can let them go. It takes practice, but it is possible.
Well, yeah, and I've done that in the past, and all they do is get angry, you know.
Yep, yes, and that's something they own. that's something, their anger is their anger. You are doing what you needed to do. And their anger isn't something that you have to take on yourself. You can just let them say, okay, you can be angry then.
Well, I do have one question.
Absolutely.
In my relationship with my husband, what is there anything past life going on with that?
That often happens, that even from lifetime to lifetime, we tend to choose the same person. And oftentimes it's because we think they need our help. And again, it's about honoring, well, what about what you need? So many of us are healers, earth angels, and we think that if we sacrifice ourselves to help that person, that, you know, that's going to help them and that's going to help us. And then, you know, we feel like we've rescued someone. I've learned in this life, you rescue yourself first. Because if you're drowning and you're trying to rescue the other person, that's not going to work. So if you're feeling like you're giving too much and that's tugging and that's pulling on you, then you need to step back and you need to honor yourself. And you can ask that other person, well, I need this. Can you give me this? And they'll show you in their actions if they can be balanced with you in a relationship or if it's always you just giving and giving and giving. And you're the only one, like with your family, you're the only one that can say, halt, stop. I'm going to honor myself now and figure out what I really want to do and what this relationship really means to me. It's the best place to start.
Okay. And how do we, I guess this is the way to release it?
Absolutely. And I will give a fun and easy exercise also to release. And I want to give that to everyone. So I thank you so much for calling in and keep listening. I will give that exercise. And if you need to go do something else, you can always come back and listen to it in archive. They're on demand, all of my episodes.
Okay, thank you.
And what is your first name? I'd love to know.
Sandy,
thank you so much for calling in. Have a great weekend and honor yourself.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye for now. Thank you so much for calling in, Sandy. Great questions, great things for all of us to think about. Sometimes we feel too guilty to let go of pain. And oftentimes pain is in our lives due to relationships that are unbalanced. And we don't even think to ask ourselves, should I be doing this? Every time that person draws me into their drama, should I be going to that? You know, if you actually had an invitation in the mail, you know, list how many people are coming and will you be bringing a gift? You are invited to my drama. And there's a box to check. I'll be there. I won't be there. And we don't even know that we can check that. No, I don't want to go to this. I don't want to attend your drama. We don't even know that we can say no to that. Well, here's that fun exercise that I was speaking of with Sandy. Let's get right to that. It's something that I've developed through the years, and a friend of mine is also really focused on this too, and I thank her so much, and I give a big shout-out to Polly and all the Michael Soldiers of Love that we work together, and we help people, and the people with needs, we band together, and we help them through gifts, through monetary things. So this is what we do. That's who we are. I just want to let you guys know, these ties that we have, these cords that we have, they can often have to do with past life issues, past life paths that we trod so often. And we are still doing it now unconsciously, and we don't even realize it many, many times. So when you know that there's something in your life that's causing you great pain, and you can identify that, you can take your hand, your right hand, and place it near your heart. And use your first two fingers, index finger, middle finger, just like little scissors. And it builds this, it gives you this vision in your mind of cutting those unhealthy ties in your life, whatever they may be. It doesn't mean ending a relationship necessarily, but modifying it to honor you, to honor what you need from that relationship, and sometimes what you want to give that people aren't accepting. So let's cut that tie to the unhealthy aspects of those relationships. And I put my hand right by my heart, and I just use those scissors, those magical scissors, to cut that tie. And then I sweep it away, out away from me with those scissors closed. Sweep it away. You know, this is the best recycling you can do. And I do encourage you to recycle. It's good for the planet. Personal recycling you can do. You're not putting that pain on anybody else. You are cutting that cord, releasing that. And you know what? Pain can often be a great lesson. What we went through while we were experiencing that pain can be a great lesson. So nothing is wasted. And then I take those scissors, those magical scissors, my fingers, take my right hand, place it really close to my forehead. Sometimes you do that and you feel this warmth, this wisdom, this inner knowledge that you have. That's your third eye chakra. You feel that warmth. It's right by your forehead. Take your first two fingers, like your magical scissors, cut that cord to that unhealthy way of thinking. And that starts with our unhealthy way of thinking about ourselves. Oh, you're not good enough. Oh, I know I really want that, but I'm not worth that. Cut that cord to low self-esteem. Let that go and just pull that away with your hand into the air. Boom, poof, recycled. Recycled. You've learned a lot. And now it's time to stop dishonoring your needs and your wants, your desires in life. When you're full of joy, you spread joy. And that's a beautiful thing. So you take those lessons, you remember how that felt to be in pain, to feel in lack, to feel not good enough. You remember how that felt. That's pretty familiar. And you cut that and you let those things leave your life, and you bring in with both strong arms, you embrace. Go ahead, take your arms, put them out as far as you can, bring them in, and just give yourself a hug. Embrace with both strong arms what you deserve, the joy, the love, and then hug yourself a little tighter, and then spread your arms out wide again. And that's you giving that joy that you create inside yourself. Give it away. Give it to other people. Bless somebody. So that's your assignment. It's just a fun exercise. You can do it. I know you can. Oh, good. Mary is in chat today. Hello, Mary in chat. I'm so glad you got through today. I'm ready to take some more calls, more blessings to let go of past life pain. Let go of pain. Welcome to Heal Your World. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Thanks for calling in. And what's your first name?
My name is Keisha.
Welcome. Keisha, hi. It's wonderful to hear your voice. We are letting go of past life pain today. And this is stuff we don't even know that we've got stuck in us. But it causes us to stay in habits that are hurtful to us, or stay in relationships that aren't good for us. So these are the blessings for today. So I'm shuffling through my beautiful new Doreen Virtue cards here about past life. And this one, oh, this is nice. This is horses. This is peaceful. And it just says a farm, somewhere in your past life, you love to ride horses and just hang out on the farm. There's a lot of work to being on a farm, because I grew up on one. We had chickens and goats. We didn't own horses, but our neighbors did. So peace and just a very agrarian looking card here with green and peace, and there's a red barn in the back. How would you feel about just riding off through the fields on your own beautiful horse today?
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it's symbolic of freedom.
Yeah, I actually
go ahead
had,
with your question, too.
Oh, well, I don't know now that you gave me that beautiful card. But I know I did have to, I had one vision that had a red house in it. And I had this
nice.
Other separate vision. Well, I think it was a dream or something.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it was four horses. They were huge, too. And they went from them.
Yes.
They were looking through my house to me. And I was like, oh, look, it's a horse. It had brown. It was beautiful, nice and thick, and it had all this blonde hair. And it
wow.
came around to the front of the house. It was like four of them. And they were standing right
yes.
there. And this was kind of recently. This was within the past month or two. And now that you're saying that, because the first one, when you were saying about the red house, the red barn, I was actually
yes.
envisioning my ancestors coming to get me on a truck, and the red house was right there to the side. So I think this somehow all comes together now that you're saying
that. I think it does.
Yeah,
wow.
yeah. So I guess
yes,
the time
Keisha.
Comes. The ancestors are with me. Yes. So.
Yes, they are with you, absolutely. And these, I wish I could send you a picture. You can find these cards. I don't know if they'd have the picture online, but you know what? I'm going to post it with my slideshow so you can go back and look at it, and I will post the actual picture of the red barn, white roof, and these two big horses. I mean, they probably have brothers and sisters hanging out, but they're big. They're brown, and they have blonde manes.
No.
So
are you serious?
I'm posting this. I am so serious. This is your power, baby.
Oh,
this is your power. Yeah, I am
oh
just here to relay the messages, but everybody needs to know as they call in, this is your
God.
Power. Yeah, they're just
that
saying
is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
We're with you. I am happy to celebrate this with you. That's the biggest
confirmation.
Message.
Wow.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's the biggest message anyone could give you, and that is we're with you and we love you. Because we
okay.
can take on anything in life when we know that. We're loved.
That's right.
You're serious. Mm-hmm. They're all around you. Yeah.
yeah.
So I hope you see a horse today somewhere and smile.
I think I will.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Well, Keisha, that's your blessing, and thank you so much for calling in, and thank you so much for being so in tune. I feel like I'm here to help heal the healers of the world. So you're
mm-hmm.
you're doing a bunch of great work already. Just keep doing it.
And you are, too.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thanks,
have a
love.
Great weekend. Okay.
You
bye
too.
For now.
Bye-bye.
That was, as Chris Farley would say, and Tommy Boy, that was awesome. Wow. I just feel like I'm delivering messages. I'm your mail carrier today. I will be with you for the hour today. My goodness. She already got that message. She had already seen that in dreams. So that's wonderful when that happens. I'm leaving this card out so that I can put that in the slideshow. Because, Keisha, I want you to see that and see how right on the mark you were. And you guys, you are drawing these cards, these messages to you. You are doing it. And I'm just happy to help. I'm just happy to be here. All right, I'm going to take another caller. But not that caller. That's on my home phone, folks. That's so funny. I usually turn the phone off, but, you know, sometimes it still rings through here. Here we go. Welcome to Heal Your World. Are you ready for your blessing today?
Hi, yes, thank you. Thank you.
Hi, you're very welcome. What's your first name?
My first name is Jay.
Jay? So
yes,
nice
ma'am.
To hear your voice today. We are dealing with past life stuff. And whether people believe that they've had a past life, they've had a past. Something has happened in your life that you would like to forget about or you would like to overcome. Sometimes we wish things hadn't even happened, but nothing is wasted. Anything painful that has happened, it's a lesson for us. There's something we can learn, and it makes us who we are. So that's what today is about. So your blessing is to release pain from the past, from a past life or a painful experience in this life. Asia, the card today, I'm working with the past life oracle cards. This one is Asia, and it's just a beautiful Buddha, huge statue outside, a beautiful Buddha, peace. That is a message of peace. How do you feel about that, Jay?
That's beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful.
Do you like Buddha, or do you have any small Buddha statues in your home?
You know, that's so funny. I do. I have been a student of the Buddhist teachings, and I still continue to practice the Buddhist teachings, and I still continue to practice meditation. I'm at work right now, and I have a little statuette of Buddha at my desk, so that's funny.
That's beautiful. That's wonderful. It's your power. It's your power. These cards are just tools. Give messages. Just like somebody writes something to you and sends it to you or texts something to you and you get the text. The power is the angels and you working together. And I'm just here to deliver their message. So you are so loved, and they say, stay in peace. And that's beautiful. They're just saying, we know, we love you, we're here, and we're helping.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful weekend, and you can just give that little Buddha statue a kiss for me.
I will. Thank you.
Have a great day, Jay, and a wonderful
you
weekend.
Too.
Bye for now. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for calling in. It is my pleasure, and it blesses me so much to give blessings. Do you know the power that you have to be an angel messenger? It's a very wonderful power, and you have it. Sometimes we're afraid to know that we have it. We're afraid to see ourselves as powerful, but we are. A smile does it. A smile is a message from the angels to your friends or to a stranger on the street who's looking sad and down. A smile. You can do that. That's power. I'm ready to take the next call. And I just thank you all so much for calling in, because I'd just be here giving blessings to people I don't know. I mean, I'm going to give blessings whether I get callers or not. But thank you so much for calling in. Welcome to Heal Your World. Are you ready for a blessing?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much for calling in. Today, we are talking about releasing pain. Releasing pain from a past life or something that happened in your past that you would like to let it go. So I'm working with new cards today. Good. What's your first name?
It's Steve.
Steve, nice to meet you here in this moment.
Yes.
Okay, Steve. Oh, health. We're sending blessings for your health today, for your physical health.
Yes.
For you to feel good, healing for your body, for you to feel better, for you to feel stronger. And
okay.
releasing anything from the past or from past life experience that makes you feel that not feeling your best is somehow the better thing to do. Not being your strongest is somehow makes other people feel less intimidated by you. And this card is saying rise up and be as strong as you can be. And
okay.
if people feel intimidated, that's their problem.
Right.
You are a healer and you are power. Use it. Take your power.
Okay.
It has meaning for something happening in your life right now.
Yeah,
but it's also,
it does.
Yes, good. Every day, though, don't be afraid to be your best. And I send you healing and claiming that power.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. It is that special.
You're very welcome. That's wonderful. Have a great weekend, and thank you for your power. You bless the world with it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye for now. Call anytime.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Bye. Thank you, Steve, for calling in. That's, let's just absorb that. So many times, so much of our aches and pains, we get in this place where we hear other people complaining all the time, and we feel like, well, they won't like me if I don't have something to complain about too. And we subconsciously, not purposely, can go back to that place where, well, if we make ourselves weak, then people will like us more. So if anybody is feeling that, I encourage you, I invite you to claim your power. You can help them. You know, if it's a chronic complainer, send them love. But you don't have to show up at their pity party. You don't have to accept that invitation to their drama. Because sometimes people are stuck in ruts and they want to pull you in. And you can say no. You can call the halt. You can send love from afar. And especially if you've walked this with them time after time after time. Let them go. Let them be what they want to be. And some people feel comfortable in their misery. And I'm just sending release, to all those people who will possibly accept it today. But if you like being stuck, then I send you the freedom to be stuck, and I won't come to your drama. So if we can agree with that today, that is such a healthy way to live, to let people be and don't try to change them, because that just sucks you in. So jump out of that and claim your power. I have blessings that people asked for earlier before the show started. And feel free to do that on my Angel Guidance page on Facebook. It's brand new. It's Angel Guidance Heavenly. So you can find it under Angel Guidance on Facebook. You can like the page and tune in. You'll find out what all the new shows are going to be about. So I want to give some blessings to people who ask for this in advance. So you can do that too. Or you can ask for blessings in chat. I'm shuffling through these cards now with the intention of a blessing for Art Lee. Art Lee, my friend Art Lee. Here we go. Past life pain. Let's release it. Let's release it. Oh, this is of a beautiful woman. This is a picture. It looks about 1930s or 1940s. She's wearing this long, beautiful gold chain, a lace collar. Just beautiful woman. I can even see resemblance here. Quieted love from a past life. And it's still something that is holding you back, you can cut that cord and let that go. In your heart, in your mind, believe this is a new life and a new start, and you don't have to keep walking that path. And there are so many people who love you. And you can draw that special one, or you can say, I feel good loving myself. Do you know that? I know that sounds funny, but sometimes our biggest unrequited love is learning to love ourselves. Isn't that funny? We just don't even think about that. We keep looking for him or her, and they're going to love us, and they're going to make us feel worthy. You can do that for yourself right now, and I invite you to do that. So let go of the pain and invite love, like a love magnet. Just invite that in, starting with you. You are of infinite value. You are infinitely worthy. Really good things to be telling yourself every day. The next person who asked is Rosalyn. Rosalyn, is there anything going on from a past life that has you stuck, a little bit stuck? And I'm going to get right back to the phone calls. Oh, angels. Angels are here to free you. Angels love you, and you work with the angels. I know you do, and you give other people beautiful messages, as you've given me, of encouragement. So the angels are with you, and they love you, and they recognize you as an earth angel yourself. Thank you for all you do. I would like to give a special blessing now to two friends, husband and wife. First to Michael, healing Michael, to be completely unstuck from all of the pain, all of the physical manifestations of disease, to let that go, for your body to let that go, cut that cord, and just invite the healing in and be healed. Feel better, feel good, take that turn for the better, for the best. For Michael, Atlantis and swimming with the dolphins. This card is a gorgeous green underwater. There's a bit of a structure left over and a white pillar showing that there was a city there. The wisdom you have and the love you have and the art that you have to share with the world, I just invite health to meet you right there. It's right there. Just that blessing for you and that blessing for Carmen, I send you strength and peace. And for my friend Rose, a special blessing of protection for your sacred space and healing, healing for you, and no more damage and no more pain. We're letting go, we're releasing that. Mary, I didn't see a specific blessing asked for, but I'm going to take one more call, and then I will get right to your blessing. I have one for you. It's beautiful. It's right on top. Don't go away. Welcome to Heal Your World. Thank you so much for waiting. What is your first name?
It's Mary.
Hello. See, there I am, tuning in to you.
I said it's chat. I mustn't have read it.
I see you. Yes, I see you in chat, and now I see you saying I am on Skype. Perfect. Well, this is
great.
Really funny, because I'm just saying I just need to take this call, and then I'll get right back to you. Well, here you are. There you are.
Yes.
This past life is so fascinating. Is there any specific question that you had regarding a past life pain that you're trying to let go of that seems to just keep coming back?
Yes, I feel I've got to a really good point with my creative work, both my own work and helping other people with classes and so on. It feels like I'm stuck about the financial side. I know this is quite a common thing, but it's just really been annoying me lately. The idea of earning really great money doing what I love.
Yes.
And I think
yes.
all the time, well, Michael never had that. He was quite okay earning great money in order to be able to put it back into the world and so on. So I wonder
Absolutely.
If it's something with a past life. I just don't know. I just feel like it's just, it just keeps on coming up.
Yes, this is such a good one. And I didn't know if I should speak about this today or not, but since you brought it up, that's my sign. Yep, talk about it. Just yesterday, someone sent me a private message as I just began the Angel Guidance page on Facebook. And she sent me a private message and she said, well, maybe sometime, you know, I could work with you. And I said, well, we'll see what happens with that, and I'm open. And then she sent another message, and she said, well, I'm a medium, and I have that gift, but I would never sell my gift. And, you know, I meet her where she is, and I understand, and, of course, that's come at us before as artists.
Yeah.
And giving spiritual. Well, my answer to that is, I will never sell my gift either. I treasure my gift.
Mm.
And we're not selling our gifts. We are inviting people to pay for the time. The time.
Yeah.
And I think of a plumber. He learns his craft. He's the best he can be. He goes to your house. He fixes your problem. And you pay him.
Yeah.
Someone who has spiritual or artistic gifts, people tend to think, well, that's so beautiful, you shouldn't charge any money for it.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
In order to be able to do this, and you created it as a career, it's not just something, mm-hmm. oh, you do once in a while, and you make a little card and you give it to a friend. This is a career. This is what you do. And so in order for you to do this and to keep doing this, you need to be paid for your work,
yeah.
for your time. No one is buying your gift. That's yours. But
well,
they are buying your creative
yeah.
offerings. And yes, we celebrate celebrities, and we would never go to a concert and say, "Watch, I'm not paying for this."
Mm. Yeah.
We expect. Some of the tickets are, you know, two and upwards of $300,
yeah.
you know, depending on the seating. So this is something that I ask you to embrace. And your card, it's funny because it feels like it's the next step. The money is coming as you release any past life, oh, I'm not worth it, or, oh, I'm artistic, I shouldn't charge for that. It's funny that friends and family and people who really know us already really well can say that. And I imagine, little Michael, any of his friends, like, what, who do you think you are? That type of attitude, we release that. We let that go. We take our magical
yeah.
scissors and we cut that cord of, oh, well, what we do, we should just be giving away. The plumber wouldn't say that. The person doing a concert would not say that. The people
yeah.
who make beautiful art like you do and have it in galleries, they don't say that. They know that they are worthy and they are valuable, and what they do has great value. It brightens people's homes. Just two examples of it can brighten my whole day. So embrace that, and the card is wisdom. With all this financial flow to you, and it starts small, and it grows, and it grows, and it grows, the wisdom to use it in the best of ways, and the wisdom to spend it on yourself and celebrate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's your blessing today. That's your blessing today. So many people are stuck with that feeling of, I'm not worth, or what I do should just be given away to other people. Put on you. And what your mom did, that was her living. Very creative, but that was her living. So she taught you by example. And I just bless you to open that flow, let go of anything. We don't even have to know exactly what it is or say the right words or even go through. You can make up your own motions for cutting those cords. Just letting it go energetically.
Yeah.
That's huge. And inviting in and being that money magnet, because we're in our physical lifetime here. We're on Earth and things cost money. If we want to buy clothes for children who need new clothes, that costs money. If we want to get food for them, that costs money. So all of those heal the world things that we want to do, I just send you so many blessings to bless the world with your art. Yes, you're worth it. You are really, really worth it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I bless you to find more people who will recognize that and who will tell you that and energetically celebrate you. Because there are people trying to keep you down.
I think that I've come from a lot of jealousy at all different points in my life. And I have sold, I've sold lots of art in the past, but it's very much from another era. It's like now I'm in a different era, and I don't know, it's like trying to make everything, the puzzle pieces match up somehow. It's just been tricky. I don't know why.
Yes, I understand. When we make any kind of change, a lot of energy gets shuffled around. So that makes sense. And there's a lot of, I don't know if this will work. And a lot of times we're experimenting with what is it that I have to give that people need so much that they'll flock to this and they'll pay me happily. So finding that match between what you have and what you do and what you love to give and what people want. And you don't have to know exactly what that is. Keep experimenting. And I send you blessings for that match, to happen.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Supply and demand. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
I love you. I love you, my Mary Poppins.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you for your beautiful artwork, and keep blessing us with that. And, you know, to put it out there too, and put prices on it and have your Facebook page and get it out there more and more visible. Just comes to mind. And you can do with that whatever you like. Many blessings and a very happy weekend.
Okay, thank you. And to you.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you so much for calling in, Mary. That was wonderful. Artists of the world, unite in our value. You are so valuable. It is. It's finding that you have the supply, finding that demand. And sometimes you will evolve and evolve and evolve into giving what there is a demand for. And sometimes it takes a while to find that. And sometimes it's just putting your stuff out there more so it's more visible. This could be creating a website. And it doesn't have to be expensive. There's so many places and ways to create websites. And Facebook and Twitter, tweet about it. Tweet about what you do. So these are all different ways. Just throw any ideas out there, and whatever resonates with you, whatever makes sense to you, grab onto that. So many times we get stuck in a rut and we're afraid to change, when change could be the best thing for us to help us jump off of that place we've been, that level we've been for so long. Take that step, and sending healing energy to Harrison Ford. He crash landed a plane yesterday. He did the best job of it he could. And he's doing okay, but sending healing to him. But his movie, Indiana Jones, there is a scene in there where he needs to get from one side to the other, and he needs to just take that first step. Well, the bridge it's a long way down, is invisible. Until he takes that step where if there were no bridge, he would fall or learn to fly. Well, he took that step with faith and boom, his boot hit the bridge. He felt it. He saw it. From a certain angle, you could see the bridge. But if you're just standing there ready to walk off the ledge, it looked like you would fall to your death. So many times it takes that kind of faith to take that step, and then you know you have help, and then you know you're going the right direction. You don't get a lot of signs, a lot of people saying, yeah, yeah, do this, please, please do this. You sometimes get a lot of people saying, no, don't do that, you'll never make it. Cut the cords to those voices in your life. You don't need that. You tell yourself what you want to do, and you know internally. And these are the blessings today. I see Wildflower Wind in chat today, and I wave back to you, and I send you so much love. Past life, being stuck, we are sending blessings for healing. We are listening to what the angels have for you. So Wildflower Wind, I'm moving my fingers through these beautiful new cards for past life wisdom, for opening up past life knowledge. What's keeping us stuck? Oh, this is a beautiful, beautiful. This is roses, rose buds not fully blooming yet. And they're lying down in this dusty rose pink background. And just two words, love life. Past life feelings about your worthiness for being loved is keeping you stuck. And today, your blessing is to let go. Let go of that. Feel how very eternally loved you are. We are eternal. That means for as far back possibly imagine you have been. There's never a time when we've been separate from life. Our spirit, our essence, has always been. We have always been. And there are lifetimes that we have not accepted being loved or being lovable. And I send you blessings for knowing how lovable you are. And sometimes we have relationships that hurt us, cut us so deeply, and we allow that relationship to frame our opinion of ourselves. And it has nothing to do with us. It was the inability of that person to give. And they're on their journey. So don't let their inability to give make you feel like you're not lovable. You are so loved. Start by telling yourself that and feel the love of the angels pouring through to you. That is your blessing today. Thank you so much for friends in chat and people calling in today. It's been a beautiful day, and once again, it has zipped by so quickly. We began with thinking about forgiveness, thinking about letting go of past life pain. And someone has asked me recently, because of the pain that she let be such a focus, and that's so easy to do with all the pain around us. And she asked me, just asked me right out there, no names mentioned, more than one person has asked me this, is there a hell for suicide? I don't feel a hell at all in you know, a God punishment hell. No, we create heaven and hell for ourselves in our minds and in our hearts and what we choose to focus on. But no, I feel this in my own spirit, my most recent past lifetime. I feel the energy of having taken my own life. Pressured into it, yes. I feel that energy of having taken my own life. And I feel like I'm living the same lessons in a different way, different lifetime, different name, feeling the same thing. I even chose the same kind of mother. We just learn it again. We just learn it again. So why bother? Why abort the mission now? Just ride it out. Ride through it. I promise it will get better. And there are different shades and different colors. If you can just keep moving now, that's all I ask, just now. Because the next moment is going to be now. Do you see what I'm saying? So suicide, as I feel it, as I've come to feel that energy of it, you just learn again. You may not jump right back into another life, but I feel that's absolutely what happened to me, and exploring that and feeling that in my personal angel messages, that is the gift that I give to you. Why bother? Stay on your path now. You don't have to start all over again. And that pain is going to follow you everywhere until you release it. So why not release it now? I do understand depression, and I ask you to get help. And some of us need medical help to deal with that. There's nothing shameful in that at all. So I send you love, and I send you so much hope and freedom, freedom from pain. Cut those cords. You are beauty and eternity within. You are love, and you are so very loved, everyone out there. I thank you so much for being with me today. You want more goodies? You want personal angel guidance? See me on intuitivespiritguide.com. I love you. You are love, and you bless me just by calling in and giving me the opportunity to share these blessings. It's your power drawing the angel love to you. And when you wish upon a star, star babies, I'll leave you with this. Dreams do come true. It is meant to be. And you are infinitely worthy. So go wish upon a star tonight. We just had a full moon. Wish upon some stars and see what happens. And you, upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires can come to you. Your dream, no request is too extreme. When you want a star and dreamers do.
Tell me what your wishes are for your birthday. What would you like to see happen?
My dad.
In your life. What do you want?
I do what you do.
What do I do?
You dance with me.
That's what you want to do? Really?
Do.